This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 2013, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is clear and warm, with temperatures rising in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, despite a truce, the IDF has hit Lebanon after repeated Hezbollah attacks, with at least 27 reported killed. This comes from the Times of Israel just in. Also, Lebanon accuses Israel of brutal attacks, preventing stability. At least 5 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Arab Salim this morning, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Washington and Doha are considering a mechanism to unlock Iran's frozen cash, reports I-24 News. Separately, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reports this could reignite the conflict. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reflects on the passing of Hai Kitson, a figure described as a lion of our civilization. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, an observer, posted just minutes ago that the Strait of Hormuz has now become a bargaining chip for Iran. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported 30 minutes ago that Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya has closed the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli actions in Lebanon. Israel's foreign ministry posted earlier today, refuting claims by Hezbollah, stating that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire by launching over 50 projectiles last night. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conflict in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF's latest strikes came despite a newly agreed ceasefire. This action follows a series of provocations by Hezbollah, which has escalated tensions across the border. The military states it remains committed to the ceasefire, but the ongoing hostilities threaten regional stability. Turning to the diplomatic efforts, I-24 News highlights discussions between Washington and Doha about unfreezing Iranian assets. This move aims to ease regional tensions, but such financial maneuvers are often complex and could face obstacles. The outcome could influence diplomatic relations between Iran and the West. Meanwhile, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch towards Israel. This marks a significant escalation since the ceasefire and poses a risk of reigniting full-scale conflict. The potential for renewed hostilities could impact negotiations and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, BP, SOCAR, and NewMed will start gas exploration in Israel this September. Globes reports the consortium took the license officially in March amid ongoing challenges. Separately, CTEC warns of a potential 25% to 30% reduction in Israel's high-tech workforce. Rising costs and the rapid adoption of AI are major factors eroding the sector's competitiveness. And finally, Walla Business announces former footballer Shimon Gershon's new fintech platform for rental guarantees. This venture, with an investment of 12 million shekels, promises security for landlords without requiring deposits. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.